WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry.
I made some very big mistakes.
Michael Grimm, U.S. Congress member representing the 11th Congressional District in Staten Island and parts of Brooklyn, pleaded guilty to tax evasion. This after a contentious and expensive congressional race in the fall while he was under indictment. Now, however, his future in Congress is in question. On Tuesday at the courthouse, Grimm said he has no plans to resign his seat.
As long as I'm able to serve, I'm going to serve. As of right now, I'm still in a capacity to serve, and that's exactly what I plan on doing.
Grimm was to go on trial in February, this for charges of evading taxes by hiding more than $1 million in sales and wages while running a Manhattan health food restaurant. After his court appearance, Grimm apologized for his actions, saying what he did was wrong. Meanwhile, prosecutors said a range of 24 to 30 months in prison would be appropriate. News of the plea brought pressure from Democrats for Grimm to step down. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee said it was past time for Michael Grimm to go. They called his continued presence in Congress a disservice to the people of Staten Island and Brooklyn and a stain on the institution. Nancy Pelosi called on House Speaker John Boehner to ensure Grimm's departure. Key North Korean websites are back online following U.S. vowing to respond to a crippling cyber attack on Sony Pictures. Salman Rushdie and Tony Kushner, among others, signed a Pen American Center petition urging Sony Pictures to make the interview widely available. Pen, which is a literary and human rights organization, said pulling that motion picture would be a lasting blow to free expression. Today, Sony's CEO released a statement saying, "We've never given up on releasing the interview, and we're excited our movie will be in a number of theaters on Christmas Day." The mother of the man who ambushed and killed two New York City police officers said he'd had psychological problems all his life. His family never had any indication, though, that he would attack police. Shakora Dabra says her 28-year-old son made suicide attempts starting at age 13. He was institutionalized and was on and off antidepressants for years. She says he rebuffed his family's pleas to get help and that she last spoke to him in July. Police say Brinsley vowed online to kill officers before he shot officers Wenjen Liu and Rafael Ramos Saturday. Brinsley then killed himself. Meanwhile, questions remain about the time lag between when the assassin shot his girlfriend in Baltimore and the shooting in Brooklyn 7 hours later. Commissioner Bill Bratton at a news conference Monday said the media was creating a division between the NYPD and the Baltimore Police Department. He said the two work well together, but others question the gap. Investigators in Maryland used cell phone tracking technology to follow Brinsley's journey to New York City in real time. But when it came to giving the NYPD specifics, their communication was markedly low-tech and too late. A phone call and a wanted flyer sent by fax that arrived 1 minute before Brinsley fired his gun into the cruiser. Police on both ends insist they took proper steps, but the antiquated way they operated raises questions about the potential for lapses in other manhunts. And finally, Joe Cocker passed away at the age of 70. The cause, lung cancer. He was known for his gritty voice. Cocker was a former gas fitter. He began his singing career in the pubs and clubs of Sheffield in the 1960s before hitting the big time. He was propelled to pop stardom when his version of "With a Little Help from My Friends" reached number one in 1968. A year later, he sang the song at the Woodstock Festival. Paul McCartney expressed his sadness over Cocker's death on the BBC.
"It's really sad to hear about Joe's passing. He's a lovely northern lad who I loved a lot. And like many people, I loved his singing. So I was especially pleased when he decided to cover my song, A Little Help from My Friends." "Oh, baby." "And I remember him and Benny Cordell coming round to the studio in Savile Row and playing me what they'd recorded, and it was just mind-blowing. It was totally turned the song into a soul anthem, and I was forever grateful for him for doing that.
Joe Cocker is also well known for his Mad Dogs and Englishmen tour of 1970. It visited 48 cities across the U.S. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.